This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
60 degrees and mostly clear skies in Chapel Hill, Carborough. Going to be partly sunny this morning with a slight chance of rain, but the chance of rain will increase as we get into the afternoon, and it's going to be rainy all weekend. 6:07 is the time. I'm Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz this morning, as I have all week long. We now have the official results of which areas were contaminated following the Family Fair BP gasoline leak earlier this month. The North Carolina Department of Natural Resources said two of the four sites tested positive for traces of gasoline and related substance. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the latest.
Danny Smith, regional supervisor for the Department of Natural Resources Division of Water Quality, said his department tested four sites, an unnamed tributary to Crow Branch Creek, Booker Creek at North Lakeshore Drive, Eastwood Lake, and Booker Creek near Daly Drive.
This was a way to sample the surface water to have an understanding and to demonstrate whether or not we had surface water standard violations from the spill.
They tested for amounts of gasoline and substances found in gasoline, such as ethanol and toluene. Smith said an unnamed tributary to Crow Branch Creek and Booker Creek at North Lakeshore Drive registered levels of toluene that equated to a stream standard violation.
In Eastwood Lake, there was no detection, and in Booker Creek at Daly Road, there was also no detection of toluene or gas that far downstream.
Bishop Construction Company was doing renovation at the BP station on August 1st and needed a pump to drain the storm water from a footing hole connected to a pipe leading to a town storm drain. The accumulation of rainwater caused the footing hole to cave in, resulting in falling concrete, which punctured one of the fiberglass tanks below sometime in between 2 and 5 a.m. on August 2nd. The breached compartment held approximately 3,200 gallons of gasoline at the time of the incident, though the full amount was not leaked. Because the pump connected to a storm drain, gasoline flowed directly into Crow Branch Creek, a feeder of Booker Creek and Eastwood Lake. In response to the spill, the Chapel Hill Fire Department worked in conjunction with the Chapel Hill Police Department and Orange County Emergency Services to lay booms, pads, and construct dams, which Smith said prevented the leak from having far-reaching effects.
This spill event, it should be pretty well under control, and there's not meaningful gas or product to remove in the stream. So I would offer that as far as acute issues with respect to the spill, it should be resolved or abated.
Smith said the active recovery process or the cleanup and removal of the gasoline is done. It is his understanding that most of the under-drained dams, pads, and booms have been removed. Thursday, the Department of Natural Resources sent a formal request to the BP station and Bishop Construction to have access to their records and information taken during the time of the leak.
Part of what we want to do is get a response from them formally about how much product was in the tank that was released from the tank and their estimate of what was released to the stream.
Smith said he hopes to have an idea of how much gasoline was leaked from the tank by the end of next week.
And their response will provide us information on making the determination on responsible parties.
Smith said the Department of Natural Resources will then decide if action is to be taken against the BP station and Bishop Construction. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In Raleigh, your state Senator Ellie Kinnaird has one point of positive feedback for Governor Pat McCrory after his veto of the welfare drug testing bill. But she says the governor still didn't get everything right.
He did the right thing. Now, as far as the fleeing stimulants, is this a problem? We kind of doubt it. He's probably on pretty good grounds that they can fix it later on. I just don't think there are that many fugitive felons who are applying for temporary assistance for needy families or any of these social services.
Yesterday, Governor McCrory vetoed his first bill since being in office. This would be House Bill 392, which would have required drug screening of those applying for welfare assistance. The executive order Governor McCrory signed along with the veto is entitled Strengthening Fugitive Apprehension and Protecting Public Benefits. In a release, Governor McCrory says he wants to, quoting now, ensure that fugitive felons are not on public assistance rolls. But Senator Kinnaird says there are other ways to make sure the welfare program is protected.
They always have background checks available, and they're not that hard to come by. What it would do is make it more selective. So I really feel that this is a common sense veto on his part. And it will greatly relieve our departments of social services that are already stretched thin.
Governor McCrory also says he vetoed the drug screening bill because it would be a burden on taxpayers and that other states with similar laws showed little positive feedback for fighting drug addiction. The bill did pass the House and Senate in overwhelming fashion, though. The Senate approved it 42-4, while the House approved it 92-21, with 3 and no votes. Governor Pat McCrory also says he took a stand yesterday to protect your state's jobs with his second veto while in office, vetoing House Bill 786, entitled the Reclaim NC Act. WCHL's Rand Northam has more on that.
The governor says the bill would have allowed businesses to overlook a greater number of employees and whether or not they are legal citizens. He says, quote, every job an illegal immigrant takes is one less job available for a legal North Carolina citizen, end quote. Seasonal workers are currently allowed 90 days of employment without going through the E-Verify process to check their citizenship. The bill Governor McCrory vetoed would have extended the seasonal worker definition to nearly 9 months, which the governor says concerns him because it would open areas other than agriculture to the lack of review of employees. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And staying in Raleigh, Governor McCrory says he's unhappy about how Democratic Attorney General Roy Cooper spoke out against an elections overhaul bill he signed into law this week, as Cooper could have to defend that law in court on North Carolina's behalf. Governor McCrory telling WRAL yesterday in an interview that Cooper gave his political opinion, not his legal opinion on the measure, which requires photo ID to vote, reduces the number of early voting days, and ends same-day registration during the period. Cooper wrote the governor a few weeks ago addressing policy objections to the bill and urged him to veto it to avoid litigation. Cooper told WRAL his personal opinions have nothing to do with carrying out his legal obligations. He said he's got a duty to tell residents what he thinks about legislation. 6:14 at the time, 14 minutes after the hour. We'll take a quick break now and come back with our first look this hour at traffic and weather together.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm John Hinkle, owner of Move It, Be Fit Personal Training in Durham. Honesty, integrity, motivation, accountability, and success are all phrases you may not expect to hear from a lot of personal trainers. At Move It, Be Fit, we focus on each of these principles daily with our clients. If you have health, fitness, and lifestyle goals that you would like to achieve with a satisfaction guarantee, then give us a call today to set up a free consultation at 919-210-4008 or visit us online at moveitbefit.com.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has 4 commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
This traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only 3 Forbes 4-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Traffic looking good out there right now on the roads. No surprise, still early. 15501 Fordham Boulevard, NC54, looking good in all directions through Chapel Hill Carboro. I-40 problem-free, east and westbound from Hillsboro to Raleigh, and nothing to report in Durham either. 15501 and the Durham Freeway both looking good. If you're getting an early jump on your morning commute, shouldn't have any trouble getting to work this morning. But if you're seeing anything we're not reporting, either now or throughout the morning hours, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior as always. Send us a tweet at WCHL when it's safe to do so, of course, or give us a call in the newsroom, 919-967-8363, and let us know what's going on. This weather report is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and bring home a Dickie's Family Pack. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham, just off of Mount Moriah Road. Right now, 60 degrees is the temperature in Chapel Hill Carborough, 58 in Hillsboro. Mostly clear skies right now. Unfortunately, that's going to change. Partly sunny today with a 20% chance of rain in the morning. We'll have clouds rolling into the area throughout the day. By the time we get to the afternoon, we'll be up to a 50% chance of rain. Highs will be in the lower 70s, so another unseasonably chilly day. I don't think anyone's complaining about the temperature, but we are going to have rain beginning later this morning, getting stronger in the afternoon, and then it's going to stick around for several days all the way through the weekend. Rain tonight, 80% chance of it, lows in the lower 60s, and then a 90% chance of rain all day tomorrow, kind of a dreary way to get the weekend started, and highs extremely chilly for this time of year. We're only going to get up into the upper 60s, that's for our high temperature tomorrow on Saturday. Overnight lows in the lower 60s tomorrow night, with rain continuing, and rain continuing on Sunday as well. 70% chance of rain all day. Temperatures a little bit warmer back up into the lower 70s. And then the cool trend will stop. The temperature will pick back up as we get into the work week. Chance of rain will gradually diminish as well. 40% chance of rain on Monday and Tuesday. We'll have highs in the lower 80s on Monday, mid 80s on Tuesday, and we'll be back up into the upper 80s on Wednesday and Thursday with a slight chance of rain. That chance of rain during the week will be in the form of those late afternoon thundershowers. So weather back to normal by the time we get to Monday and Tuesday on all fronts. 6:18, the time. Time now for David Letterman's Top 10 List.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
Trojan Man.
So, what do you think?
Well, new Trojan Pure Ecstasy condoms are so smooth, it feels like nothing's there.
Nothing there.
But Trojan Supra Bearskin is America's thinnest non-latex condom.
Supra thin.
Of course, the Trojan Pleasure Pack has four varieties of condoms. We could try them all.
All of them?
All night long.
So many stimulating condoms, all triple tested for quality. All from the maker of Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Trusted brand.
Summer's heat can be draining, especially on your vehicle's battery. And O'Reilly Auto Parts has the Super Start battery that's right for your vehicle. Rising temperatures shorten battery life and place added stress on one that's about to fail. Don't get caught in the summer's heat with a dead battery. Get your battery tested today free of charge at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The category tonight, other names considered by Vin Diesel. Here we go, number 10. Din Diesel, number 9. Dirk Nozzle, should've number 8. Don Cheadle, number 7. Been, yeah. Van Decal, number 6. Vindelbert Humper Diesel, number 5. Beef Recall, number 4. Jean-Claude Van Diesel, number 3. Witch Hazel, number 2. Veal Schnitzel, number 1. Vin Cougar Melon Diesel.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight for the Best of the Late Show. Dave's guests, Michael Cera, Martha Stewart, and Ra Ra Riot. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013, Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
I don't know about you, but if I had the chance to name myself Vindelbert Humper Diesel, I would take it. I never get the good options. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this hour by AT&T. We know it's big news when a coach even mentions the possibility of an athlete playing both ways on the football field. UNC head coach Larry Fedora not joking around. He says he has the utmost confidence in tight end turned linebacker Jack Tabb. But what does Tabb himself think about the chance of playing both offense and defense on game days this season? Here's what he had to say yesterday.
I'm extremely excited about that. It's truly an honor because we only a few players in college football really are allowed or have the ability to do that, so they have faith in me. I'm going to work as hard as I can to prove that I can do what they want me to do.
Tab says there is a learning curve to playing at his new post at the linebacker position, but he says he's confident in his abilities to handle his role on the defense.
It was a little bit difficult. I mean, just because I haven't played defense since senior high school, but you know what I'm saying? Coaches, Coach West and Coach Vic have really helped me adjust. I think I'm pretty comfortable at the Mike linebacker position now to where I can at least get the base stuff down.
With all his time spent trying to score the football on the offensive end, Tab says it is a bit strange now lining up against his teammates on offense this preseason.
Absolutely. You know, they always give me a hard time because I see them every day. But, I mean, it's fun still. It's still fun.
Coach Fedora labels Tab as one of the brightest players he's ever coached. But Tab says he's pumped up about some pretty fundamental things this fall in Chapel Hill.
Scoring touchdowns and making some big plays, making some hits. Now I get to play defense. Now I get some, hopefully get some sacks, too.
Less than 2 weeks away from kickoff, Tar Heels taking on South Carolina in Columbia on Thursday, August 29th, T-minus 13 days. To read this story on Jack Tab and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football, you can view our website, chapelboro.com. Turning to basketball news, you'll have to wait for the season finale, but Roy Williams' Tar Heels will be featured this year on ESPN's College Game Day, March 8th, a couple of months from now, for a record 11th time on the basketball pregame show. ESPN College Game Day, an 8-week Saturday morning and evening college basketball program, will begin on January 18th. With a special split sights show, the legendary UNC-Duke game will not be the only ACC game to make it on College Game Day this year. That's the one we'll be in. The ACC is the only conference to have more than one game make it onto the program. UNC-Duke is one, of course. ESPN will also host the Duke-Syracuse game on February 1st, but March 8th, ESPN coming to town for UNC-Duke. Speaking of split sides, high school football kicks off 1 week from today. Seems like not that long ago. We were talking about the 2012 season. WCHL and Chapelboro.com are bringing you two games each week this year. For the first time ever, you'll be able to choose which local team to listen to on Friday nights. The season kicks off with the Carrboro Jaguars, who made it all the way to the 2A state championship game last year, traveling to Hillsboro to battle the Cedar Ridge Red Wolves, who make the jump this year to 3A football. You can hear the call from Paul Connell and Anthony Wellman on WCHL and Chapelboro.com. And exclusively on Chapelboro.com, the 3A Chapel Hill Tigers host the 4A Riverside Pirates. Tigers coming off a 9-4 finish last season, in which they were knocked out of the state playoffs in the second round. Walter Storhold and Jeff Hamlin join the broadcast team to bring you that game from Chapel Hill. All the action begins next Friday at 6:30 p.m. with the return of the Grid, hosted by Rand Northam, in which you can hear comments from all of the area's coaches. Then at 7 p.m., you choose which game you want to listen to, Carrboro at Cedar Ridge or Riverside at Chapel Hill. Carrboro, Cedar Ridge on WCHL, both games on chapelboro.com. And for a complete broadcast schedule of this year's games, you can view this story on chapelboro.com. 6:25 is the time here at WCHL. More news later on. Right now, though, it's time for the Osgood File.
The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. And by Balance of Nature, whole fruits and veggies in all natural capsules. Visit BalanceOfNature.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president has reacted to the crackdown in Egypt.
We are canceling our joint military exercise.
But that's it. He's still not calling it a coup, and he's still not cutting off U.S. aid, and there's a reason for that, which goes back, believe it or not, to the 1950s. More after this from Charlie.
There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing Auto Owners Insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at AutoOwners.com. That's AutoOwners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. We hear it all the time, eat your fruits and veggies. But which fruits and veggies, how many of them a day, gets a little confusing after a while, doesn't it? That's why I take Balance of Nature capsules, a concentrated blend of 31 whole fruits and veggies, no extracts, no fillers, nothing artificial at all, just the way nature intended. To order now, call Balance of Nature at 1-800-2468-751. And use my last name, Osgood, to get a special discount. Or visit them online at balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com.
In Cairo, CBS's Edward Uranian says what's happening in Egypt is not as clear-cut as you might think. First, those thousands of demonstrators didn't just spontaneously appear. A lot of them were bussed in.
Many of them bussed in, many of them paid, many of them given free meals because that's a great incentive in a country like Egypt.
And while most of them were peaceful and unarmed, some were neither.
You have allies of the Muslim Brotherhood, the Islamist militias. They've gotten guns from Libya. They've gotten guns when the police stations were overrun, when former President Mubarak was toppled. And you could see that from some of the video that was taken from helicopters of armed people on the ground who were firing. Now, what they were firing at is unclear, but I assume they were firing at the police.
So deciding who the good guys are isn't that simple. And as for aid, our $1.3 billion is a fraction of the $12 billion coming from other Arab nations, with more on the way from Russia. So it wouldn't faze the Egyptian authorities, it would just alienate them. And thus history, says Uranian, would repeat itself.
Back in the 1950s, John Foster Dulles refused to pay for the Aswan Dam.
John Foster Dulles was Secretary of State. The Aswan Dam was a huge power project.
We lost Egypt as an ally until the 70s.
Because in 1958, the Russians stepped in and paid for the dam. So cutting off aid now?
That would be the same kind of mistake, and we'd be shooting ourselves in the foot.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be Vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility. What you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the North Carolina Therapeutic Riding Center. It's half off, $20 for admission to their food truck rodeo event, available now for $10. It's a Rocking Horse Roundup food truck benefit. Come out on Thursday, August 22nd to support the NC Therapeutic Riding Center, located in Orange County. Enjoy live music donated by Tom Maxwell and the Minor Drag and cold beer on tap from Carolina Brewery. It's half off from NC Therapeutic Riding Center. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Carolina Panthers playing their second preseason game of the season yesterday up in Philadelphia against the Eagles. They took first loss of the preseason, 14-9. Michael Vick led a touchdown drive as part of the Eagles' victory. One quick look at weather before CBS News. This one brought to you by Glass Half Full. Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun, too. It's all online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. 60 degrees still and mostly clear out there in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. 58 in Hillsboro. Partly sunny today, this morning at least, with a slight chance of rain, but the clouds will roll in and the chance of rain will increase today. 50% chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s. Overnight lows in the lower 60s. And then chilly and rainy all weekend long. 80 to 90% chance of rain on Saturday and Sunday, with highs around 70 both days.
97.9 FM. WCHL is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Barry Bagnato. At least 623 dead already, more perhaps today, as defenders of ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi plan to take to the streets once again. CBS's Alex Ortiz in Cairo's calm before the storm.
The streets remain quite deserted as many people get ready for what the Muslim Brotherhood's calling their day of rage, which promises to be be a day of marches and demonstrations and possible violence.
The military government is guarding vital installations. Our national security consultant Juan Zarate says on the CBSNews.com cast Flashpoints, it's not surprising the Obama administration is treading carefully.
It's in part what we say and how we posture ourselves in light of the violence and in light of the developments that becomes very important, because the Egyptians on all sides are going to be watching what we say and do. But at the end of the day, these are forces within Egypt that are fighting for their own interests and their own survival in many ways. And we're seeing the throes of the revolution sort of unfold before our eyes.
CBS News Update, I'm Barry Bagnato.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32 on the morning news. I'm Aaron Keck here filling in for Ron Stutz this week. Civil rights attorney and member of the North Carolina NAACP's Leadership Council, Al McShirley, says with more than 900 arrestees from Moral Mondays, it's hard to get a feeling for how many of them will accept the Wake County District Attorney's offer of deferred prosecution.
We have 35 to 45 pro bono lawyers who have all volunteered their time. I have six clients, and I know what they want to do. Some of them want to have a trial, which I think is proper. I don't think had any right at all to arrest any of these people. We haven't surveyed, you know, the 35 lawyers to find out how their clients feel about it.
He says some people, though, are ready to take the DA's deal.
Some clients are teachers, have to go back to work next week and can't afford to take time off. So the idea of doing 25 hours of community service and paying $180 for court costs may appeal them.
On the other hand, McShirley also says some just don't have the resources to take it.
Others that are poor people, $180 is what they live on for a week, and spending 25 hours doing something because they were exercising their constitutional rights doesn't make any sense to them.
McShirley says some people are willing to fight the process out, though. He says he truly believes the arrests were made based on race and not on the law.
You could go there any day and see a whole bunch of people sitting and talking and talking loud right outside legislation all the time. I think what it was this was a black and white group that came over there, and they didn't like us.
And he says the Republican-led General Assembly is just trying to suppress the progressive votes.
For poor people, for working people, for young people, for elderly people, for people who need health care, etc. They want to knock off the people who vote in favor of that large sector of the population. Doesn't take a genius to look at what they've done.
That's the word from McShirley. All the 924 people arrested have to have their first appearance in court one way or the other before they can accept the deferred prosecution. Moral Monday rallies have not concluded since the legislature broke for the summer. They've just moved. Asheville-based publication Mountain Express estimated 8,000 to 10,000 people packed Asheville's Pack Square Park for Mountain Moral Monday. And this coming Monday, 3 days from now, two protests are scheduled, one in Charlotte, where NAACP President Reverend William Barber will speak, and another one in the small coastal town of Manteo. Meanwhile, charges have been dropped against the Charlotte Observer reporter who was arrested while covering protesters at the state legislature. Wake County DA Colin Willoughby said yesterday that charges have been dismissed against reporter Tim Funk. Willoughby says a video of Tim Funk's arrest showed a journalist doing his job and not taking part in the protest. Willoughby says he believes Funk is the first of more than 930 people who were arrested during Moral Mondays to have his charges dropped. The DA says about a dozen other protesters have been offered drop charges if they perform community service and pay court costs. The 58-year-old newsman was arrested on June 10th while interviewing clergy members protesting the policies of the Republican lawmakers who control the legislature. Funk faced misdemeanor trespassing and failure to disperse charges. Those charges have now been dropped. Elsewhere, retired teachers and former Democratic elected officials say Republican legislative leaders and Governor McCrory are misleading citizens about the state budget's effect on public schools. Several groups organized a rally yesterday morning outside the old Capitol building in Raleigh, not far from the governor's office. 100 people in attendance in that one said Governor McCrory and other GOP politicians are not mentioning the harm the spending plan will do as traditional calendar schools resume in a couple of weeks. Former U.S. Representative Bob Etheridge, Democrat, says there are real cuts to public education with less money to pay teacher assistants and the creation of a program giving tax dollars to students in low-income families for private school tuition. Republicans have said the budget actually increased public school spending compared to last year. The Obama administration, meanwhile, is sending four North Carolina organizations more than $3 million to help people sign up for insurance under the new health care law. Department of Health and Human Services saying yesterday that Community Care of North Carolina will get about $2 million. The public-private agency manages hospital and doctor networks, and that'll provide counselors to explain different plans offered through the online health insurance shopping markets that are coming in October. The Navigator program is important, that's what they're calling it, because the Republican-led General Assembly rejected federal money for outreach. Other grants are going to Randolph Hospital, the Alcohol Drug Council of North Carolina, and Mountain Projects Incorporated. That last one is a nonprofit that will provide Navigator services in the state's seven westernmost rural counties. 6:37 is the time. We're going to take a quick break now and come back with the commentators and Tar Heel trivia and a whole lot more. That's on the way after this on the morning news.
Have you been looking for acupuncture, massage, nutrition advice, yoga therapy, guided imagery, hypnosis, and expert physicians who understand how you can use these services to benefit your health and your life? Come to Duke Integrative Primary Care. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill. Open to all and now accepting insurance.
You fell in love with her on your first date. That dinner at the Greek restaurant that lasted for 3 hours. Your waiter could tell something special was happening. He kept smiling, bringing you water and coffee long after your plates had been cleared. And at the end of those 3 hours, well, this was way different from anything you'd ever felt before. She was different. At night's end, you wondered if she was the one for you. Today you know she is, and you realize that she's yours for the asking. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. When you are ready to ask her to share forever with you, come see us. We have the rings, from classics to contemporary, vintage to custom. We have the diamonds, from round to princess to cushion cut. And we will take the time you need to help you find the ring that is perfect for the asking. And then it's on to the moment that you have been imagining, and so has she. Grimble Jewelers, she's yours for the asking. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Elliott and Franklin.
Time for school means time for school sports to begin. If your child needs a sports physical to play, UNC Family Medicine is here for you. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young athlete can get back to the field. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC teams and the Chapel Hill Carrboro High School teams. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. Last week, I listed the way the Republican legislature attacked low and middle income people. I asked, what were they thinking? Today, I want to list the people who are really upset and we are counting on to come out in 2014 elections to tell them what we are thinking. First, there are the educators, the teachers and parents in huge numbers who led the last Moral Monday protests. So, count on those who support education. The Republicans shredded our environmental regulations, so count on those who want to protect our environment. The leadership declined to extend Medicaid benefits to uninsured adults, so count on those who are suffering from lack of proper health care. And count on the hospitals and health care workers who will now have to provide free care to those who won't be getting Medicaid, since the Republicans didn't extend Medicaid. The unemployed who are cut off from their benefits and may end up living with relatives or worse, homeless. So, count on those teetering on the edge. And their relatives who have to take them in. Then there are the women who may have less choice over their reproductive rights. Count on them. And the doctors who can no longer make professional decisions for their patients without big government intruding. Count on them. Small businesses that lost a $50,000 tax deduction and retailers who lost the back-to-school tax holiday, count on them. Cities and counties that had airports and water systems taken away from them and had their voting boundaries redrawn against their will, count on them. Who does that leave in 2014 to vote for Republicans in North Carolina? Well, the Koch brothers and Art Pope with their gazillions of dollars to pour into the election campaigns, and ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council that wrote all the bills that caused the harm I've listed. That's who the Republicans can count on to help them in 2014, just as they rewrote the voting districts to guarantee Republicans winning in 2010, and new voting laws that guarantee the Democratic base will be reduced. We can't let them count on their money. We must count on all those hurt to make that change in 2014. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Tight end Eric Ebron had a record-setting season in 2012 for Carolina football. The Greensboro native pulled in 40 grabs on the season, making him the Tar Heels' fourth leading receiver on the year and setting a new single-season record for catches from a player at the tight end position. Today's Tar Heel trivia question: who previously held the Carolina record for catches in a single season from the tight end position? The answer to this bit of Tar Heel trivia comes up after you listen to this commercial break. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Eric Ebron set the single-season record for a Tar Heel tight end with 40 catches last season. But whose record did he surpass? You don't have to go very far back, as former Tar Heel and current Green Bay Packer Ryan Taylor held the old mark for Carolina. Taylor pulled in 36 catches in 2010 for Carolina football. He finished the 2010 season with 330 yards on those 36 catches, including two for touchdowns.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness is seeking volunteers and donations for Project Connect. This is a free event that provides essential services to those who otherwise could not afford them. Volunteers can greet guests and assist with the event setup and breakdown. Project Connect will be on Thursday, October 10th from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Hargraves Community Center at 216 North Roberson Street in Chapel Hill. For more information, call 919-245-2496.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com. Summer might be winding down, but we're only getting started with our great giveaways on WCHL. August is officially Gift Card Mania Month. Every weekday, I'll be giving away gift cards valued at anywhere from $25 to $100 from great area restaurants, including 411 West, Bun's, Dickie's Barbecue, Elmo's Diner, Glass Half Full, Spanky, Squid's, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, and more. This is Ron Stutz. You can enter by visiting WCHL's Facebook contest page during the month of August. Good luck, and make sure you enter WCHL's Gift Card Mania.
6:45 is the time. This traffic report brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off of I-40 at the 751 exit. Now joining us here in the studio for the first time with the traffic report, here is Rand Northam. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Aaron. Thank you very much. Traffic moving smoothly this morning. We're starting off well. It is Friday, and use caution as you try to get to work today. Don't rush through the week to get into the weekend. And things moving smoothly on I-40, 15501, NC-54 in the Durham Freeway right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, moving on along to our weather report. This one brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers, good to go. Might need some coffee this morning, not just because it's early, but because it's a little chilly out there. 60 degrees, unseasonably cold for this time of year. I don't think we'll complain about the high temperature. It's going to be up in the lower 70s today, right around kind of where we want it to be in general. It is going to rain later on today, though. 60 degrees and mostly clear right now in Chapel Hill Carborough, 58 in Hillsborough. Partly sunny this morning with a slight chance of rain developing later on, but then the clouds will roll into the area throughout the day, and that chance of rain is only going to increase once the rain begins. 50% chance of rain this afternoon. Highs again in the lower 70s. Overnight lows down in the lower 60s with an 80% chance of rain. And then we're looking at a chilly and dreary weekend with rain all day long on Saturday and Sunday. 90% chance of rain tomorrow. Highs only getting up into the upper 60s. Doesn't even look like it's going to crack 70. Overnight lows down in the lower 60s tomorrow night with rain continuing. And then a 70% chance of rain all day on Sunday with highs in the lower 70s. So not looking like a very nice weekend weather-wise. And then the weekend will be over fairly quickly. We will be back to normal temperature and weather-wise by the time we get into the middle of next week. Cloudy skies on Monday with a 40% chance of rain. That's mostly going to be in the form of late afternoon thunder showers, so that right there is back to normal. We'll have the highs picking back up into the lower 80s. By the time we get into Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll have weather much like that, partly cloudy skies with a chance of late afternoon rain. Highs will be back up into the mid to upper 80s. So if you like the chilly weather, enjoy it while you can. It's only going to be another couple of days of this relative cold snap, and then we'll be back up to normal temperatures in the 80s by the time we get to Tuesday and Wednesday. Well, happy birthday to you. If today is your birthday, Friday, August 16th, you share birthdays with a number of local and national celebrities. Time now for Celebrity Birthdays, brought to you by the UPS Store. Happy birthday to sportscaster Frank Gifford, 83 years old today. Actress Julie Newmar is 80 years old. Actor Bob Balaban, 68 years old. You might know him from Christopher Guest movies. Actress Leslie Ann Warren, Miss Scarlet, 67 years old. Actor Reginald Bell Johnson, the dad in Family Matters, I believe 61 years old today. Kathy Lee Gifford is 60. James Cameron of Titanic and Avatar fame, 59. Singer Madonna and actress Angela Bassett, both 55 years old. Oscar winner Timothy Hutton, 53. Actor Steve Carell, 51. Singer Vanessa Carlton is 33. And actress Rumor Willis, daughter of Bruce, is 25. Those are your celebrity birthdays. They join a number of local celebrities, Chapelboro insiders, having birthdays today, including Kay Chase, Michelle Carpenter, Logan Williams, Janet Anderson, Cedric McCabe Jr., Casey Barnes, Robert McCrimmon, Jeanette DeMatos, Lashandra Cloud, Ann Corpus, Mike Lasseter, Suzanne Mass, and our local Chapelboro insider birthday winner today, Judy Durham. Happy birthday to you, Judy. You win a $10 gift card to the UPS Store. That is our celebrity birthdays and our Chapelboro insider birthdays, brought to you, as always, by the UPS Store. 6:50 is the time. It's time now, as always, for Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz. And although he can't be with us in the studio today, through the magic of radio, we turn to Ron Stutz.
Friday morning, I'm Ron Stutz. He's Freddie Kiger.
I am.
His number one claim to fame.
Trivia at this moment.
Yes. And not only does he have the questions, but he also has the answers.
Correct.
I don't know what the question
they
or
are
the answer
hermetically
will be.
Sealed.
That's right. I don't have any idea. So.
In a mason jar on the front porch of Funk and Wagnalls.
I'm hearing it for the first time, just like you are.
Yes.
What kind of question do you have today? You're going to
give medication.
A challenge? Medication.
Medication.
I want to be sedated.
want a new drug.
Dadgum, the pusher man.
From the Roma, from Dadgum.
Yeah.
That's a Roy Williams version of the pusher man. Yeah, exactly. From Steppenwolf.
Yep, medication is, and August is a month of change.
Yes, it is.
Summer's ending, school's starting, summer winding down, autumn on the way.
Football season cranking
football
up.
Football season, kids are coming back to school. A lot of time of change and perhaps stress.
Oh, yeah.
So, what is the common trade name for the medication that is the most prescribed anti-anxiety med in the United States?
Oh.
What is the common trade name for the medication that is the most prescribed anti-anxiety med in the United States?
Well, I've never had one, but I think I know the answer.
Yeah, I've never had one either.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer.
Don't take one of those and call us.
You hear this all the time in movies and television shows and everything. I think, if I'm right. So call right now if you know, and you can be a winner.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Art Lebo is today's WCHL hometown hero for all the work he does as a volunteer for RSVP.
I have seen your name on the list of volunteers who put in hundreds of hours. I know that your name is right there at the top of the list. How long have you been volunteering for the RSVP program and specifically the VITA program?
About this will be my 21st year.
My goodness. Art Lebo is a retired business executive. What brought you to Chapel Hill?
Well, my wife and I decided to take early retirement when she was a school teacher, and we had sort of scanned the East Coast, and we saw an ad by
Farrington Village.
Yeah. And so we initially located in Farrington Village and built a place there back the 20 years ago.
My goodness. Well, how did you get involved in doing so much volunteer work?
Well, I've always worked as a financial manager for the company that for a while was taking all craft food. And so I've always been interested in finance and stuff like that. And I heard about the VITA program, specifically the RSVP program, specifically VITA, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. So that's how I really got started in the RSVP.
Art Lebo now lives at the Cedars, along with a lot of other very interesting people. The VITA program is Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And explain a little bit more about that for the people who might not know.
VITA program specifically is doing tax return for low to moderate income taxpayers. And it's a program sponsored by the Internal Revenue Service. And we do income tax returns for low to moderate income taxpayers. And we do not charge for our services. It's strictly free for the taxpayers. Every preparer must undergo training each year before they can do tax returns. They have to be certified by the IRS, so we undergo both tax law training, and all our returns are prepared electronically on the computer and filed electronically, both federal and state returns.
How do you feel when you do that all the time? And I ask that question of you because you do it so much.
Yeah, I feel very good because, you know, you're helping somebody, you're contributing to the community. I feel very, very good about it. When you do a return and hopefully you can get somebody a refund from the IRS, it really makes you feel good.
Thank you for all your community service, Art Lebo.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Freddie, I believe you would be talking about Valium.
No.
No?
No.
We ask, what is the common trade name for the medication that is the most prescribed anti-anxiety med in the United States?
Really? What would it be?
Xanax.
Xanax?
Okay. X-A-N-A-X.
I just kind of assumed it would be, you know, people always say, take a Valium.
You're right. I mean, I got Valium once when I was having, like, my knee surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we were living together up on Shady Lawn.
Really?
When we moved up the street.
Boy, I needed some Valiums when I was...
Boy, holy smoke.
Living there.
Yeah.
But Xanax is the
Xanax,
answer.
Yeah. I'm going to try to do the... it's Alprazolam. And I may be just butchering that. Cliff Butler or his wife Linda or Ed Loudermilk, one of the pharmacists, might want to call in and correct me. But
I won't know the difference.
Alprazolam, A-L-P-R-A-Z-O-L-A-M. Its chemical formula is C-17-H-13-C-I-N-4. It's the FDA-approved medical treatment for panic attacks and anxiety disorders.
Wow.
Yes, the most prescribed and perhaps maybe the most misused. First released by Upjohn in 1981, it's now issued by Pfizer.
Yeah, if this were a television commercial, you could spend 15 seconds talking about how wonderful it is.
Not 10 seconds, and then the other 50 is...
You'd spend 40 seconds talking about how all these things that could happen to you, and you can die.
I know.
And then I think at the end
ask your doctor if Xanax is right for you.
Yeah, and I'm going, that ain't right for me. I don't want to break out in hives and my leg fall off and, you know, I don't want to die.
You'll be growing limbs.
I have
no
interest in taking that after you've just told me all these things that can happen.
I get so tickled to listen to those things. Are you kidding me?
Ridiculous.
Who's going to go out and take that?
Yeah, it's all CYA. You know, what that stands.
CYA.
That stands for covering yourself.
Oh, I got you.
In case somebody decides to sue you, you can say, hey, we warned you. Your leg would fall off if you took this drug.
But I had the TV set on mute, man.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Hey, ridiculous. Have a good weekend, buddy.
You too.
All right.
All right. Stump the audience today. A couple of people called in with Valium, so they were on the same page with Ron. But no one had the right answer this day, so we'll give you another chance to get the right answer next week. Tune in again tomorrow, Monday morning, for another question courtesy of Ron Stutz and Freddie Kiger. 6:57 the time, back in 2 minutes with another look at weather.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know to review your auto policy well in advance of your teenager getting a driver's license? Adding a teenager to an automobile policy can triple your premiums. And if you don't have a stable relationship with your insurance company or agent, you may have a hard time securing the most preferred pricing. If you want to discuss strategies for keeping your costs low and providing the most protection for your family, call Hine Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your auto policy. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
When you or your folks are downsizing, you need a place you can trust to sell valuable items such as sterling flatware, tea sets, gold jewelry, coins, watches, and more. Jewel Recycle is the place to sell these items in Chapel Hill, located inside University Mall between Chick-fil-A and Engravables. Selling your items to Jewel Recycle is fast and easy. You can walk in without an appointment and walk out with cash in hand. There's never any pressure. Selling gold or silver, visit Jewel Recycle in University Mall.
For great food and infinite sports on game day or night, the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your next stop. Locally owned and operated, Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a wide selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Exceptional service is also on every menu, from your servers to the chef preparing your order. In Infinite Sports, we have every available sports package on TVs throughout the restaurant for your viewing comfort. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the North Carolina Therapeutic Riding Center. It's half off, $20 for admission to their food truck rodeo event, available now for $10. It's a Rocking Horse Roundup food truck benefit. Come out on Thursday, August 22nd to support the NC Therapeutic Riding Center, located in Orange County. Enjoy live music donated by Tom Maxwell and the Minor Drag, and cold beer on tap from Carolina Brewery. It's half off from NC Therapeutic Riding Center. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
6:59, time now for one more look at weather. This one brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch, battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. 60 degrees and mostly clear in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 58 in Hillsboro. Nice right now. It's going to rain today. 20% chance of rain this morning, 50% chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs only in the lower 70s. Rain all weekend as well.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity plus...